From WRAL News and the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network, this is the Coronavirus North Carolina News Brief for Wednesday, October 13th. I'm Mark Boyle. Another game changer in the fight against COVID could be a new treatment in the form of a pill. On Monday, Merck requested the FDA grant emergency use authorization for its experimental antiviral pill. We could also be one step closer to having more boosters available by the end of the week. The FDA meets twice this week to talk about booster doses. They'll take up Moderna on Thursday and Johnson & Johnson on Friday. If you're planning to attend basketball games or events at Duke's Cameron Indoor Stadium this season, you'll need to show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test taken within 72 hours of the event. This includes Friday night's Countdown to Craziness. A new website to make the process easier is now live. DukeCheckIn.com is one of the ways fans can upload their vaccine card. Once the approved cards are uploaded, fans will be allowed to enter. If you prefer to do this in person, you can do so at one of the six tents set up outside the stadium before the event, where you'll be given a wristband to enter. Game day testing is also available at Blue Devil Tower for $45. Now, masks are still required inside Cameron Indoor, regardless of your vaccination status. And the numbers continue to move in the right direction when it comes to North Carolina's metrics, with new cases, hospitalizations, and deaths are all going down. This is the Coronavirus North Carolina News Brief. I'm Mark Boyle.